This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Captain Dan Blanchard, an adventurer at heart, a lifelong mariner, and a successful entrepreneur and podcast host of No Ordinary Adventure. He is the owner and CEO of Uncruise Adventures, a leading small ship adventure travel company that creates connection to nature and sustainable travel. And Captain Blanchard, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, it's great to be here. And, you know, it's a great time to be doing adventure travel as we get hopefully more and more out of COVID, Eric.
Yes, sir. I couldn't agree more, and great to have you on to talk about this as well. So with such a unique business that you do have, how did the idea for your business come about? Let's start there.
Well, you know, Eric, I was blessed as a young man, even a child, to grow up on a tugboat that traveled between the Seattle area and Alaska. And it was kind of a family project, quite frankly. And, you know, that just opened my eyes to the natural world and the inside passage. Eventually, I became a captain when I graduated from college and such. And I was working for a fella, and he asked me, well, what do you want to do in 5 years? And I said, you know, I want to own my own little small adventure company. And that it took a few more than 5 years. I think I started when I was 35. But, you know, that was the real love of the outdoors and using boats as kind of the tool to get there.
Well, I'd say that's pretty awesome and quite a unique background that you have as well. So why is small group adventure such a key way to connect to nature and boost our mental and physical health, which is so important, especially during these times?
Well, you know, in my opinion, you know, nature in itself is just revitalizing, and for me, kind of sets my compass, resets my compass is maybe a better way to say it. And what we found is getting out in nature, one, is therapeutic in itself. But then, you know, when you're a group of 8 to 12 people, which is what actually goes out on our different adventures, that intimacy of contact and personal relationship that develops in the wilderness where you're seeing wildlife, where you're seeing epic sights. And also, I think it's important that a little sweat on the brow actually is helpful, too. So from a mental health, stable, good life perspective, I think that it's kind of the mix of all the good things. And oftentimes it's family members that are together, too, that are kind of working on expanding that relationship in nature and, you know, with one another. It's really kind of a perfect scenario.
I'd say so. It certainly is. Now, your mission states that your company goal is to provide our guests an enriching adventure travel experience and inspire an appreciation of local cultures and the natural world. How did you build a successful customer base that loves nature and adventure as much as yourself?
Well, you know, it took a while, and we had our stumbles for sure. You know, early on, we were more on the luxury end of things, but we found that the market was small on the luxury side because of cost, even though we were providing the wonderful experiences in nature. So, you know, we actually readjusted our business model to make it more available to all people of the world. And really focus more on the adventure side. As you may know, you know, at prior to the 90s, adventure travel really was kind of seen as, you know, rappelling down mountains and, you know, really hardcore. And since probably the mid-90s or so, and even early 2000s, adventure is really what you make it. But for us, it means outdoors, it means laughter, it means sweat on the brow. And that has brought us a lot of acclaim because particularly because we use vessels, we're seen as a cruise, but the reality is we're kind of the antithesis of that. So for those people that want to get someplace on a boat, they love the water, but they want to get out and adventure, we really fit that need quite well. And that is the reason that, you know, the guy that maybe a gal that were maybe 22 and took a backpack to Europe and spent $25 a day. Now they might be in their 50s or 60s and they want to have a comfortable bed, but they still want to put on a backpack and go day hiking. So that's kind of our gig.
Well, you got to love this, and I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the audience, and you're certainly piquing my interest as well. Today, we're speaking with Captain Dan Blanchard, the owner and CEO of Uncruise Adventures, a leading small ship adventure travel company that creates connection to nature and sustainable travel. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, how do you market your business, and what tactics have been the most successful so far?
Well, you know, at one time we used to pretty much just market direct, and we found that we started working with the different wholesalers and adventure travel agents and advisors that are out there, and we've done much better. In other words, I would say it's a balanced approach, both with, you know, direct marketing that we do online. We are very heavy online, very heavy with videos that we put online. That's a big tool for us, but we also work through traditional travel advisors that have a niche in the adventure travel market. So it's kind of all those venues, but the part that has really changed, of course, in recent years has been a lot more online influence.
Now, looking at what motivates you, what actually motivates you personally, and how do you define success? We'd love to hear from you in those regards.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because I have to run a business, right? And during COVID, we have to still be able to make money. And so, you know, there's a side of that that's nuts and bolts that any business person has, which is we need to be able to make a profit to be able to carry on. Well, we're never free of that. However, what makes getting there the joy is just my personal love for the outdoors. We recently had an experience where my wife and I hiked behind Juneau about 8 miles to one of our favorite little bastions, happened to see some brown or black bears in route, as well as some wolves. I mean, these are the kind of things that even right outside my town here allow us to just enjoy the outdoors and spark even in myself. You know, I mean, let's face it, the world's kind of crazy right now. But getting out on a kayak or getting out on the trail with our little puppy and stuff just builds my love for the outdoors. And I think is what fires those. It's the spark plug that fires my energy to continue in what is difficult times for anybody in the hospitality and travel world.
Captain Blanchard, we certainly have appreciated your visit with us here today. And what an opportunity, especially during these difficult times, to tap into travel and Uncruise Adventures that you provide through your company. As we conclude, what other ways can people connect to more adventure and nature, even when not on your small ship cruises? And what do you personally do to connect as well?
Well, you know, I think that there are certain areas where a small adventure ship is the way to go, just because there are a lot of places don't have roads and ability. But for me, it's hopping in a kayak. I keep a kayak in Juneau. I have a sailboat in Seattle, a small one that we keep our kayaks and paddle boards on. So for me, it's always getting out. And fortunately, I have a partner in life who's even more aggressive than I am on making sure we stay sane and get out there in nature as often as we can. But that, you know, connected with people. And I think all of us realize that as we're getting hopefully out of COVID and reconnecting with friends in wild, wonderful places, it's a recipe that just can't be beat in my mind.
Well, I certainly agree with you totally. And again, great to have had you with us. I understand you actually have a special offer for our audience. Where can listeners tap into that and also get further details?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. And of course, Uncruise Adventures, you can look us up online real easy, Facebook, uncruise.com, that's uncruise.com, is one way to find us. But we are all over on the social media networks, like I say, Facebook and Instagram, all that kind of thing. But we do have a special offer, $500 off on remaining 2022 bookings for all your listeners. And you just need to use the code eHealth2022, that's eHealth2022, that's the code, and you can get $5 off per person on remaining 2022 bookings, which, you know, I will say is, you know, Alaska, Belize, Columbia Snake River, Hawaii, Mexico. There's just a whole slug of places we go.
That is absolutely tremendous, and I want to thank you for offering this to our listening audience. Again, listeners, for more details, visit oncruise.com. And again, that special code is eHealth2022. Captain Blanchard, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Indeed, Eric, and good health to you and recovery for all of us, okay?
Hey, that sounds good to me, and thank you so much, and to you as well. We've been speaking with Captain Dan Blanchard, the owner and CEO of OnCruise Adventures, a leading small ship adventure travel company that creates connection to nature and sustainable travel. And for all the details, visit OnCruise.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.